Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. Real talk.
What happened when I think about you? I get in my feelings, yeah. I start reminiscing, yeah. Next time around, fuck, I want it to be different, yeah. Waiting on a sign, guess it's time for a different prayer. Lord, please save her for me. Do this one favor for me. I had to change my player ways, got way too complicated for me. I hope she's waiting for me. Everywhere she go, they playing my songs. That's why I say the things that I say. That way I know you can't ignore me. But so, yeah. So give me all of you in exchange for me. Just give me all of you in exchange for me. For me. Break it down. Yes, sir. Check. We used to lay up and then stay up, had to then blow. I shouldn't have played no games with you, just leveled up my brain. Last time I saw you win street, that was strange. Guess there's nothing I could do, man, it's true. X has changed, yeah. Hey, guess you changed for the better. Better. I know you know how to make me jealous. I was never loyal, let you tell it, yo. But I'm ready to fix it if you ready, baby. So, yeah. So give me all of you in exchange for me. Just give me all of you in exchange for me. For me.
For real, Sean. Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Is you at 2 keys or 10 roof? Turn up, we on tell her we just getting loose. Baby, I'm low key feeling you. Don't be cynical, won't fuck you over. Wanna fuck you over. And again, the truth is, I ain't really here to start problems. Girl, I swear to God, them can't never say they got him. Know how bad you wanna tell him, don't try him. I don't wanna tell him, let's surprise him. I don't wanna get into it, why you stressing him? I've been driving back and forth from Louisville to Lexington. Mileage on the whip, got your in my grip. College, make you wanna strip for them dollars. Nah, girl, I got a job for you. Swear to God, I could do a lot for you. Saw you strolling through the campus, I had to stop for you. I was scrolling through the gram, girl, I had to follow you. Say what's up with you.
You got my soul.
Bryson Tiller, hey, it's the Social Lab, TM Hyman Radio. It's your hip-hop informer, that dude, TM. Welcome. Hey, it's 9:04 where I am, 6:04 out there in the West. Hey, jump on it, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. Hey, thanks for rocking with us today inside Hump Day. Hey, we're up close and personal with our friend Jamar Hawkins, popular columnist out of VA. Had an experience that we want to certainly talk about tonight in alignment with this oh-so-significant election in the popular topic of patriotism. Interesting situation. Want to get your take on Jamar Hawkins' personal encounter with patriotism. or what was perceived as the lack thereof. We'll get into that more inside the social lab. Before we go any further, all the way live from the other side of the A, give it up, hot chocolate. I think it's the south side.
That's right. South side of the perimeter. What's going on? And yeah. From the SWAT. What's going on, TM Hyman Radio family out there? It is Hump Day. I'm not calling it Hump Day on Money Monday, so I got it right this time.
Yeah. You absolutely got it right this time. Hey, all the way from Charlotte, North Carolina, where they are no longer rioting, thank the Lord. But there's a riot in her house every day. Give it up, Boston.
Yes.
What up, Ma?
Yes, it is. Good afternoon
every
in the morning.
Every day.
Yes. If I don't take my medicine.
A riot every day.
Who's cooking
hey,
breakfast?
It wouldn't be Wednesday if we weren't stopping past South Carolina, checking in or at least chopping it up with that girl Fee. What up, Mama? I know you got some hot recipes on standby for us.
Absolutely. How are we?
Hey,
Fee.
Hey, Fee. Oh, she's always so laid back. It doesn't matter
how
much energy we come with. She gonna always stay cool and calm and collected.
Always.
She's chopping it up with Fee, everybody. Chopping it up.
Always.
That's how we do.
Yeah,
that's always cool.
Yeah.
Always cool. Hey,
but them recipes
be
sexy, boy.
We're going to get into this. Hey, she keep it sexy, keep the food sexy and everything else. Always cool. Hey, when we come back, we'll get into that and more. Again, we're up close and personal with Jamar Hawkins. We'll hear from him next. Here's somebody who ain't on it. We'll be back.
Panda. I got broads in Atlanta. She's a baby in the family. Credit cards in the scammers. Hitting the licks in the van. Legacy, family. Wayne see, look like a panda. Going out like a Montana. Honey, on the helmet. Legacy, family. Wayne see, family. Pockets full, Danny. Selling balls, candy. Man on the macho like Randy. Your chopper go out to for granted. Pull up your bandit. I got broads in Atlanta. Switched to the D in the family. Credit cards in the scammers. Hitting the list in the banner. Legacy, family. Way see, look like a panda. Going out like a Montana. Honey, just on the hammer. Legacy, family. Way see, family. Tigers for Danny. Selling both candy. May not the macho like Randy. The chopper go out to for granted. Full of your family. Hooker killers on the stand.
Panda.
I get broads in Atlanta, twisted the lean and sip a family. Credit cards in the scammer, wake up beside let it down. Over to let they be answering, rent, I know we clap. I be pulling up in the family. I got plenty of stuff with Bugatti, but look how I tried it. Legacy, final. Why is he killing no commas? Pop a perk, I got sign a gorilla. They come and kill you with bananas. Killers, I feel it, pull up in the final. No, they come and kill you on the commas. Rollie is dancing bigger than the pound. Go out to the Grammy, but fully you find it. Pull up, I'ma flip it. I got pull up and get it. I got this count for digits. Say you make you a lot of the money. No, pull up in the end of baby. CCDD, pull up in the baby. Cola, fill it, pull up, gon' fill it, baby. Up in the baby, gon' drill it, baby. We gon' kill it, but get it. I got broad. Yeah, I get it. I got called, yeah. It's how I live. Did it all for a ticket. I play the balls when he spin it. The Bobby, he spin it. Chop the dawn, doing business. In the break, she
doing the minute. I be getting to the chicken, count to the chicken, and all of my niggas split. Panda. I got broads in the London. Switch it to me in the family. Credit cards in the scammers. Hitting the licks in the vandals. Legacy, family. Way and see, look like a panda. Going out like a Montana. Honey, sunny hammer. Legacy, family. Way and see, panda. Package for Danny. Selling ball, candy. Lean on the macho like Randy. The chopper go out to the Grammy. Full of your family. Hope you understand me. I got broads in Atlanta. Switched to D in the family. Credit cards in the scammers. Hitting the licks in the van. Legacy, family. Way and see, look like a panda. Going out like a Montana. Money, sunny hand. Legacy, family. Way and see, panda. Package full, Danny. Selling ball, candy. May not the macho like Randy. The chopper go out for Grammy. Been full of your panda. Hope the killers understand me.
Panda. 9:11 p.m. TM Hyman Radio Live. Designer Panda. I still have a problem understanding what that young boy is saying. You know, this age of mumble rap. You know what? I'm not even going to go there. That's a whole different topic for a whole different night. And that's not what we talk about tonight. It's Hump Day Wednesday, Relationship Wednesday. Typically is what we call it, but tonight, right. Tonight we're up close and personal with writer Jamar Hawkins from out of the Tidewater area, young man who, well, grown man, let me stop calling him young man, although he is young, but still, who I've had the pleasure of watching grow, and am so proud of the man that he's become and the direction that he's taken with his career and how it's just kind of growing
down
so quickly. Yeah, it's hard when you're proud of your people. Like, you know, give me a minute. TM Hyman Radio family, welcome Jamar Hawkins back to the show.
Welcome, bro.
Hey, Jamar.
Hey, thanks for having me back, man. Thanks for having me back. I'm definitely happy to be here, and I'm definitely proud and, you know, excited to, you know, talk to you guys and, you know, update you on what's been going on in my life. You know, so thanks for having me again.
No problem at all. And I'm going to try not to gush too much and steal the, you know, the question asking.
Okay. No gushing.
Asking
no,
for
no
updates.
Gushing,
No gushing allowed. But this is serious business that we're talking about here. The incident in question, well, I'm going to let you just describe what happened to our listeners. Go ahead, Jamar.
Gotcha. Well, let me, first of all, before we get into that, let me just catch you up on what I've been doing since I first talked to you guys. Of course, when I first met you and got on the show, I was just starting out as a sports reporter. I'm now entering my third year now, and I've been fortunate enough to grow into doing bigger and better things. So, you know, at first I was with the Virginia Pilot newspaper. Now I've stopped writing for them, and I'm now with the website Recruit 757. We do great things in the area. We cover high school basketball and football, and we just do a lot of great stuff with the kids. But getting into exactly the incident that happened, I guess it was about 2 weeks ago now. I was attending a high school football game. I was actually covering the game as a reporter, and what happened was it was raining, and I happened to get kicked out of the game because I didn't pause on the national anthem to keep it short and sweet. So at the time, you know, it was a big blow up. It appeared on a couple of media outlets here, and it's still a ongoing investigation. So I don't really want to say too much, but I know that, you know, she definitely wanted to speak on it. So just to sum it up, man, just an injustice that happened to me, you know, a few weeks ago, and the situation is still not resolved, but it's just kind of, in this day and age, it's kind of petty that an established sports supporter like myself would have to deal with a situation like that.
So let me ask this.
Yes, sir.
Are you unpatriotic? I mean, had you taken a stance, you know, with the black Lives Matter movement as it relates to the, I like to say the Pledge of Allegiance, but uh-huh. but it wasn't necessary. Was it the Pledge of Allegiance?
Yes, it was the National Anthem. National Anthem.
The National Anthem, right.
And actually,
I like to say Pledge of Allegiance, but it was really the National Anthem.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Were you taking a deliberate stance? Is really the question. Were you taking a deliberate stance?
Absolutely not. And again, like I said, it was raining, and all I was trying to do really was to put my equipment back into my car before the game started. It just so happened that the National Anthem started as I was going back to my car. So the athletic director, he stepped in between myself and the gate, and he stopped me. Well, he attempted to stop me from going back to my car. So when I came back to get back in the game, he said that I wasn't allowed to come back in because I disrespected him. I just told you, I wasn't trying to take a stance. However, if I was, and I mean, that's my God-given right as an American
absolutely.
Citizen.
Absolutely.
That's why
absolutely.
We pay taxes.
Yeah.
That's what the Constitution is for. For anybody, black, white, Asian, Mexican, whatever, if you're an American citizen, you do have that right. And you have that right without facing consequence. I wasn't trying to be unpatriotic, I guess you can say. I wasn't trying to be unpatriotic. I was really just trying to protect my expensive equipment that I take to the game with me. So just an unfortunate situation.
So in this instance, what were the steps? So you said that he tried to block you from coming in and not allowing you to come back in, and then what happened?
Yes.
If you can share that.
And then what happened was he called the police officer over because he said I was being a public disturbance. Because at that point, we hear that all the time. That's more like he's resisting arrest, right? It's kind of like that line, right?
Yeah.
But
exactly.
Right, so he said I was being a public disturbance because, you know, at the time I did raise my voice, and, you know, I'm going back and forth with them because I am an established member of the press. I shouldn't have to deal with any crap like this just because
absolutely.
I'm trying to protect my equipment. So he called the police officer over who said basically he did his job, escort me out. I had no problem with that. You have to do your job. That's what you get paid to do, you know. So I don't have a problem with a police officer. I'm not anti-police, anything like that. Really, it's just a situation between myself and the athletic director. I think he allowed his personal opinion and feelings to get ahead of what he's supposed to do, what his job requires him to do, and it's not to mess with the members of the press, you know, so.
Wow.
That's what happened. So they ended up escorting me out of the game. The athletic director told me I was not allowed to come back to the school, and he actually never officially gave me a reason.
Oh.
Yep.
Interesting.
Well, I'm going to say the problem I had with the situation was the pushback from people that weren't even there.
Right.
The people that were calling Jamar a racist, but then turn around, same breath, same sentence, call him a nigga. Not a nigga, okay? With the ER.
With the ER.
With the ER.
But I'm a racist.
Call somebody, right? The ER to it, and then call this person a racist because you feel like they should have done what? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
How?
Right.
And that's
right.
What happens every day. Every day. But so many people came to Jamar's defense. I don't even think the man was ready for that.
Right.
They were
comment
right.
or whatever. And then everybody started
right.
looking for him. Hey. What are you doing?
Yeah.
It's funny. Yeah, she's absolutely right. I mean, I didn't realize at the time, I didn't realize how many supporters I really had until this incident, you know, came about. Because I had people calling me and I had coaches calling me and like, hey, are you okay? And we know you're a great guy, so we want to fight with you. Not physically fight, but, you know, they want to fight the issue with me. So when I met with the principal Monday, and he said that he got 45 calls that very next day about the incident.
Wow.
So he had to resolve it. He said he got 45 calls before he talked to me, and he had to resolve the situation.
So it sounds like Madam Boston's ready to fight for you. She was. And it's good to know that people actually support you. Hey,
right.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're up close and personal tonight with Jamar Hawkins. He's telling his experience and telling his story. And he typically is telling other people's story. Tonight, he's telling his own about an encounter of injustice. And I think the perfect time which reminds us why we need to go to the polls and why we have to vote. Because if we go any further backwards in America, it's not going to be any good for people who look like you and me. Hey, it's the Social Lab. We will talk more with Jamar, plus we'll chop it up with Fee on the other side. Trap Line Blink. We'll be back.
You used to call me on my trap phone, late night when you need those drugs. Call me on my trap phone, late night when you need those drugs. I know when that trap line bling, that can only mean one thing. I know when that trap line bling, that can only mean one thing. Ever since I left the city, you got a new connect now. Say you got that work and you got bounced now. I see you charged up and shoot a plus now. Ever since I left the city, you started getting money, now you got. Spending hella bands at the Louis store, hanging with some names I've never seen before. You used to call me on my trap phone, late night when you need those drugs. Call me on my trap phone, late night when you need those drugs. I know when that trap line bling, that can only mean one thing. I know when that trap line bling,
trap line bling,
that can only mean one thing.
Mean one thing. When the pay calling, that's Bay calling. I played the field, now I'm play calling. In the old days, it was Jay's calling. Now it's Lenny saying Jay's calling. And some old hoes just hit this number. Want the wood, trying to get this lumber. Got me sounding like X and Belly. How the fuck did you get this number? Know these girls love a street mogul that catch plays and eat noble. With the bow main knees ripped open and a burnout that flip open. Trap king, need a trap queen. We call that trap royalty. If we lick together, we'll be rich forever. Call that trap loyalty. So stay down, I'ma hit you. Back. Got one tryna get two back. Whip a binge tryna get two back. Let a real get you back. Fly you in then get two back. Got your ex tryna get you back. Grab a mic, tell her pull back. I would like to make a shout out to all my hustlers out here that just love to grind. You gon' have to call me back another time. I got El Chapo on the other line.
So only call me on my trap phone, late night when you need those drugs. Call me on my trap phone, late night when you need those drugs.
I know when that trap line bling, that can only mean one thing. Cause I know when that trap line bling, that can only mean one thing.
Can you tell me something? Find you all in my life, telling me that I'm alive, thinking I'm out with these CCC. When I'm really at the studio, I'm out in these streets risking my freedom just to give you a better future. Shouting in my traffic, which means I'm taking risk and profit.
You used to call me on my trap phone, late night when you need those drugs. Call me on my trap phone, late night when you need those drugs.
I know when that trap line bling,
that can only mean one thing.
Cause I know when that trap line bling,
call me on my trap phone.
You are inside the Social Lab, T.M. Hyman Radio Live. It's 9:25 p.m. here on the East Coast and 6:25 p.m. on the West Coast. And everybody in the middle, figure it out. It is Hump Day Wednesday.
I was like, inside
what? And
where am I? Where am I?
Oh, my God.
It's Hump Day Wednesday, okay? We're up close and personal with Jamar Hawkins this evening. And Jamar, you were telling us, I mean, I know you can't say but so much because it is still under investigation, but do you think there was anything that you could or could not have done to avoid the situation? And that, and I'm just coming from a devil, you know, I got the bat. Just coming from the other side of that, do you think there was anything you could have done different?
Other than getting to the game earlier, which I was kind of stuck in traffic, I don't believe I should have done anything differently. I think he should have reacted differently. But whether I was stopping, whether I ran, whether I did anything, like I said, that's my right. That's anybody's right, black, white, or whatever color you are. You have the right. That, and that's what's so wonderful about our country. You have the right to make the choices that you want to make as an American citizen. So, I mean, yeah, probably are things that I could have done differently, but I wouldn't change what I've done. He needs to ask himself what he could have done to react to the situation differently. You know, and that's what we have to come across, because he's been in his position for at least 25 years. And you mean to tell me that you've never had anyone – walk, run, do anything other than stand on a national anthem? So why is your, what is your problem with me? That is the question he needs to ask himself.
Right. And so that was my point of asking that, because, you know, sometimes people can very well just run with a story and be like, oh, well, he could have did this. You know, the athletic director could have had more couth about himself. You know what I mean? Yeah, you know, but we're going to get more into that, but I'm going to throw it to Hot Chocolate, because I think we have another segment coming up with Miss C.
We do, we do. We're ready for the delectable, delicious, sexy secrets of chopping it up with C. That's right. Okay. Chopping it up with C from out of South Carolina. Hey, C, what's going on?
Hey, hey.
Well, I need a pain pill.
You have what?
A pain
pill cupcake.
Yeah, that one. Will slam over my head. Mm-hmm. So tonight, what I will be serving up is my grilled chicken avocado wrap. Something very light. You can have it for a little after school snack for your babies, or if you want to do something quick and easy for dinner. So what we got here, you have about 3 flour tortillas, about 10 inches round, 1 to 1.5 cup of shredded lettuce, 6 ounces of grilled chicken breast, 1 small tomato chop, 1 avocado chop, 2 tablespoons of chopped red onions, and for your sauce, your base would be about 2 tablespoons of your favorite barbecue sauce, and 2 tablespoons of your favorite ranch. So what you're going to actually create is a barbecue ranch dressing for your wrap. Now you're going to mix your barbecue sauce and your dressings together. You're going to combine all of your ingredients inside of your wrap, secure it very, very tightly with a toothpick, and there you have it. Very simple, very light meal that you can whip together in a matter of about 10 minutes for you and your family, or just you yourself.
Hey, that is very quick and very light. Madam CeeLo Boston says she needs a cake. It made me think of something like, you know, what she needs, Fee, say this over your head. What she needs is like a pineapple barbiturate upside down cake. That you know, really? That's something.
Thank
that,
you.
That's what I'm thinking. You know, a pineapple
oh
bar
my.
Bituous, upside down.
Oh my.
Hey, it's 9:30. We'll be right back.
Work. You see me, I be work. You see me do me dirt. There's something about that work. When you walk a line. I'm in the cafe, my dad. Join me, I desert you. No time to have you lurking. You make a like, now you don't like it. You know I dealt with you the knife. Nobody touched me in the right. Nobody text me in a crisis. I believed all of your dreams are the reason. You took my heart, all my keys, and my patience. You took my heart, I'ma leave a decoration. You mistaken my love, I brought for you for foundation. All that I wanted from you was to give me something that I never had. Something that you never seen. Something that you never been. But I wake up and nothing's wrong. Just get ready for work. You see me, I be work. You see me do me dirt. There's something about that work. Na-na-na-na-na-na. When you walk out, na-na-na-na-na-na. Before the table turn. Beg you something, please. Baby, don't you leave. Don't leave me stuck here in the streets. If I get another chance to, I would never neglect you. I mean, who am I to hold your best against you? I just hope that it gets to you. I hope that you see this through. I hope that you see this through. What can I say? Please recognize I'm trying, baby. I feel why. It's in me, I feel why. It's in me, do my da. Something about that why. When you walk out, la. When the cat from my
Yeah, okay. You need to get done at work, come over. We just need to slow the motion. Don't get out of the way to no one. Long distance, I need you. When I see potential, I just gotta see it through. If you had a twin, I would still choose you. I don't wanna rush into it if it's too soon. But I know you need to get done if you come over. Sorry if I'm way less friendly. I got niggas trying to end me. Oh, yeah. I spilled all my emotions tonight. I'm sorry. Rolling. How many more shots until you're rolling? We just need a face to face. You could pick the time and the place. You spend some time away. Now you need to forward and give me all the work.
It's in me, I feel work. You see me do my da. Something about that work. When you walk out, la. When the cash from my da.
A 9:33 where I am here in Atlanta. Hey, thanks for rocking with us. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Got more chopping it up with Fee coming up in this half hour. But first, we're going to get back into an up close and personal conversation with Jamar Hawkins out of VA. Hey, he was telling us about his experience, but actually, just want to flip the script just a little. Out in Vegas, we got Trump and Hillary slugging it out right now. Do you feel comfortable enough to tell the people on this show, like, who you're voting for? Are you voting for Donald Trump?
Never Trump. That's all I say. Never Trump.
Man, this
you know what? As we're talking, I was actually checking the tweets online about a debate. This is just a sideshow, man. And, you know, America
really is
the strongest
Total
country, you know, in the world.
Total
and these are the best two candidates that we could come up with. Either we're lying about being the strongest country in the world, or we need to change the election process, because this is totally ridiculous. There's no way these two are the best candidates in the country.
Totally
There's
agree.
No way.
No, they're not the best candidates. Clearly, they're two of the richest candidates. It's about money.
Absolutely. No, but yeah, I'm never Trump, man. I don't really know. I haven't decided if I do a write-in vote or anything, but yeah, I can't go with Trump. So we can go ahead and cross him off the list.
I'd write in Big Bird before I voted for Trump.
I may vote for myself.
There you go. I'll vote for you too. Go ahead.
Thank you.
go ahead.
Sorry. Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Oh, okay. There's no way I vote for Trump, man. I'll vote for myself. Like I did in the primary, so we'll take it that route, man. This is terrible, man. Politics is a whole nother animal.
It's quite interesting. Less than 30 days, folks. This roadshow will be over. And one of these people will absolutely be the leader or the new leader of the free world. We cannot take this situation for granted. I understand that, we like to believe in the polls, but do not take the polls seriously. They had Trump on top. Now they have Hillary on top, and maybe in the next 15 days, Trump will be back on top. Listen, we can't be blinded by media. Get out and vote. Take a few people with you. Do not allow, this country to be hijacked, folks, because if we don't get out and vote, it could be a good chance that America is hijacked by Donald Trump. On our watch, black people get up, get out, and do something.
I was like, I think the people that they asking for the polls, they're asking the same people that they asked for the Family Feud question, because ain't no damn way in hell that he is over her ever. Like, how? He don't even have that many people. It's going to be enough people to die before he
gets. I beg to differ that he doesn't have a lot of people. I beg to differ that he doesn't have a lot of people. He has quite a few supporters.
He does. They don't know why. All they can say is he sounds strong.
And he really doesn't.
Well, you know why he's so popular. I don't think we need to speak around that issue. We know exactly why he's so popular with certain demographics, should we say. So I don't think it's really too much of a secret in that.
I'm not afraid.
That's right. Why is he so popular with the deplorables, Mr. Hawkins? Tell us.
I think it's the same way you have people that mask their racism and patriotism right now.
Yeah.
It's so much easier to say, I want to keep Mexicans out. I want to do this. I want to protect the borders of our country. Well, we've always been a country that's been pretty much a melting pot. We've always accepted all kinds of ethnic groups and people of that nature. So why are we coming back to the 1950s and 1960s era? Is that what making America great again is about? So that's exactly why he's so popular. We have people that are racist people, but they're hiding it as the fact that they're doing America justice. That's not America is not keeping everyone else out and leaving who we accept in. That's not what our country is about. To be real, and I've spoken on this a few times, I'm more scared of a white terrorist, domestic terrorist, than what they call ISIS. That's who I'm more scared of. That's who I fear when I step out of the house. Just being real. So, I can count on my hands, on my fingers, the number of terrorist attacks we've had in America, but it'll take me my fingers, my toes, my arms, my elbows, and everything else to count the white terrorist attacks that we had. Let's rewind back to Kansas last week.
Yeah.
That was a domestic terrorist situation.
Okay.
But that's not what it was called in the news.
Exactly.
Nobody fears those people. Dylann Roof, that was another terrorist situation. So that's what Trump is harboring that anger, that hatred for minority groups. And he's bringing out people that have masked for so long, and they just feel confident right now that, hey, if Donald Trump, he's running for president, he says anything he wants to, I can say it too. I just have to be smart about how I say it.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, up close and personal with Jamar Hawkins inside the Social Lab. When we come back, we are chopping it up a little bit more with Fee. It's 9:40. We'll be right back.
Look me in my face. I ain't got no words. I ain't got no words. I ain't got no worries. See, them strummers keep me up, so I ain't got no worries. I ain't got no worries. I ain't got no worries. You see money right there. That's Gucci right there. Turn it up. That's Batman right there. And we ain't got no worries. You see Gucci right there. Red Bone Mango right there. See them strummers right there. We ain't got no worries. Tunchi in this, in this. Everybody should be worried. Them be purring, be digging me. I feel buried. And if she makes this hard, she woke up sleeping giant. Man, yo, speak in tongues. Every time we speak in private, hope your barber shop open. Cause we got hair triggers. Smoke so much that smoke is a bear. Have to bear with us in that Jeep with the doors off. That mean that sleep. All these think it a dish. I send them up creek. You see Tunchi right here. Give me ideas. It's okay if you turn up, just don't turn off my light years. All I know is I do it. What I'm smoking, I grew it. These are blood gang, pyru it. All rats gotta die, even Stewart. On my private jet and my steward. This is your bitch. I know gold diggers and ditch diggers. You don't get this, you get disfigured. She say sorry, I didn't shave. So that she is a little furry. I put that in my face. I ain't got no worries. So she
look me in my face. I ain't got no worries. I ain't got no worries. I ain't got no worries. See them strong keep me up. So I ain't got no worries.
Yeah.
I ain't got no worries.
Who you see?
I ain't got no worries. You see money right there. That's too cheap. Right there,
yeah,
that's Batman, man. Right there. And we ain't got no worries.
You see,
right there,
red bone mango, right there.
Hold on, throw me right there. We ain't got no worries.
We ain't got no worries. She bad as a hooker, so she ain't got no worries. She want me to eat her sugar. I say, why you in a hurry? She say, why you asking questions? I say, you trying to be funny? Not take them clothes off. Let me see that donkey cone. I swing your way back and forth, back and forth on my monkey ball. That toe, that toe. No worries, no pantyhose. These falling off like bag of clothes. I smoke more than a magic show. I swear I saw my, I swear she was with my, you know I them both. So being so dope, just tune here and I'm out here. No worries, no worries. I would talk about my d- but man, that bitch be a long story.
Look me in my face.
Yeah.
I ain't got no worries. I ain't got no worries. I ain't got no worries. See them shows keep me up. So I ain't got no worries. I ain't got no worries. I ain't got no worries. You see money right there. That's Tucci right there.
That
yeah, that's Batman right there. We ain't got no worries. Right there.
Yep, we can.
Welcome back to the Social Lab. Pam Hyman Radio Live. I'm Madam Boss. It's 9:44 p.m. Yo, we are on top of what we were talking about this evening, the disparities that we have to go through, right? This debate that's going on right now between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump.
Live from Vegas,
and
baby.
Like we said, they may not be the best, right? But they could be the richest. Donald Trump has still said nothing or laid out any type of plan besides saying, oh, we're going to bring the jobs back to America and I'm going to cancel NAFTA. And if we don't, if I can't get a good deal there, we'll just create another deal. And And it's like, you just said our jobs have gone out to other countries, right? Because of the lower pay. I mean, you know, that they have to pay lower, you know, there. But that's where all his products are made. So,
absolutely.
I don't get that right here. You see what I'm saying? And they're speaking of,
but nothing
speaking of the debt that the country
makes sense.
It's like,
nothing.
Right. The fact that that debt was there before President Obama even came in. But he's not saying that. You know what I'm saying? It's like, who? And he still doesn't want to play by the rules. He wants to answer the questions he wants to, not what he's asked. So, I don't think he's going to win.
He's a rule breaker.
But it's like he's scratching a styrofoam. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like he's not even not making sense at all. His hair looks better today.
No, it doesn't.
That's the thing I say about him. I
that's
like
a little cat ass. Say something nice about each other. Oh, I respect his children.
Yeah.
Whatever. His son is a nutball, just like him.
Just like him.
I don't know. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's the best thing I say. His hair looks better.
I'm like Jamar. I'm ready to write my own name in on the ballot and vote for myself come election day.
Oh, I'm gonna run for councilwoman first, and then I'm gonna go for president because you know, so I got something under my belt.
I'm writing.
I'm taking my medication with me.
Yeah.
Donald Duck.
I'm thinking instead of that medication, though, make sure you take that pineapple barbiturate upside down cake with you.
Oh, yes. I'm waiting for that, though, please. I need that in my life. I need
that.
With some
cake,
with some muscle relaxer cream on top. Edible, though. Edible.
Oh, you're trying to pass out.
Hey, before we get out of here, Jamar, thanks for hanging out with us, man. I mean, what feedback do you have for, you know, young reporters or, you know, reporters, you know, specifically in certain areas? And the interesting thing is Virginia is not the South, but Virginia is the Commonwealth. And sometimes
right.
The Commonwealth conducts themselves like they in the South sometimes.
Right. Okay.
But what kind of feedback do you have for young writers coming up who may encounter challenges, specifically racial challenges? How do you remain successful? Specifically, you know, how do you stay on task? Because the one thing that I do recognize is you said, I'm an established writer. And so, you know,
right.
You worked hard to get the recognition that you've received. But, you know, even
right.
being an established
right.
writer, you still come up against obstacles. You'll always
right.
still have to deal with challenges. What feedback do you have for young writers?
One thing about it, man, I always compare being Black to being a police officer, you know, because we're both kind of under pressure at this moment, you know, in our country. But one thing about it, you can't take
right.
off. I can't take off my color. I can't take off the fact that I'm Black. A police officer can take off their uniform, making people won't question them. Me, every game I show up to, I will be the young Black sports writer. So
uh-huh.
what I do, I always show up, well, 99% of the time, other than 2 weeks ago, I always show up to the game early, at least 30 minutes to an hour early. I'm always dressed in a professional manner, and I carry myself in a professional manner. And like I said earlier, I work hard. I work very hard. You know, I may overwork myself, but at the end of the day, I want my work to speak more than how my looks speak for me. You know, so I think the advice
yeah.
that I give most writers and even my interns, I just tell them to let your work speak for yourself. You know, people can question you. They can question how you look, but they can question your color, but they cannot question your work. And I think one thing about it, even in Virginia, you know, I think my work speaks for itself. You know, like they can tell you, I have a lot of supporters. I had a lot of supporters following the incident. So, you know, that's what I try to focus on. Because believe it or not, and I'm going to tell you the honest to God truth, most of my quote-unquote haters, they're Black. So I don't really get a lot of hate from white people. I don't get a lot of hate from, you know, other cultures. I get a lot of hate from my own people. Right. I get a lot of hate from my own people and, you know, older people, because they see me come in, you know, within a year or two time, and they see me really step on the scene and really make a name for myself. So just
stop
my advice,
baby,
man, just stop hating. Stop hating on it. It's like these older rappers that hate on the young rappers. Like, it's just their time. I mean, like, you know, like you said, you don't like Designer, but it's Designer's time. So you kind of have to step away and, you know, if I'm the only person that's hating on this person, well, what did I miss? That's kind of what you have to ask yourself. So, like I said, to answer your question, man, all the writers, I just give this advice, just work hard, do your research, be diligent, and just know what you're going after. Know what you're going after. There's a lot of competition in this field, and it's definitely hard for a young person, let alone a young black person. So just let your work speak for itself.
Let your work speak for itself. I think that is real advice. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight we appreciate Jamar Hawkins for hanging out with us. And, man, listen, know that you can stop fast anytime. Pleasure to have you back.
Nice. Thanks for having me. I remember I think you were talking about my Cowboys last time I was up here, if I'm not mistaken.
See? Mm-hmm. Him and Sabe. Get him, Jamar.
Yeah! Looking pretty good. 5-1.
Yeah.
Don't talk over us now.
Hey, look, when the playoffs start, have me back up.
Cowboys.
Have me back on for the playoffs.
There you go.
Let's do a playoff edition.
Hey, we'll think about it.
You see, trying to be funny now.
Bad enough, we got hot chocolate.
Sure do.
But yeah, thanks for having me, guys. And, you know, anytime you need or want me on, you know, I'm definitely available for you guys. If you're not following me, you know, follow me on Twitter, J_Hawkins_2, or you can hit me on Facebook, Jamar Hawkins. Hit me on IG, Jamar_Hawkins. You know, I'm always available. I like talking, so please hit me up and, you know, stay in touch with me, guys.
Sure will. We're going to talk anyway because we got some things coming up that, you know, we definitely want you to be a part of in the Hampton Roads area and abroad if you're available. So.
We'll chop it in. All righty, guys.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Hey, Jamar, I got one last question.
Do
you leave already?
No, I'm here.
Do you have you ever covered like the wrestling? I mean, not wrestling. Lord have mercy. The weightlifting competitions in Virginia.
Seeing a lot of guys with muscles is not really my thing. It's not something I really.
Now you're being sexy. It is not to the weightlifting competitions. For the bodybuilding.
Oh, okay. We're talking women. No, I haven't. I do more high school stuff, so they don't really have weightlifting in high school.
Not yet. But okay.
Not yet. So no. Okay. But I'm always interested. I'm always expanding. I'm always looking to expand my reach. So if you guys have any ideas or anything, you know, definitely can shoot me a message or, you know, Chalk has my number. You guys can shoot me a text or anything. And, you know, I'm all ears.
For sure.
That's what it is. Hey, we're going to pause for the call.
Hustle.
Yeah.
Plug. Finish. Yeah. Look, need 100 shows so we can fly in the jet. Girl, you always ready for sex. Keep my eye on the game and let the money invest. I'ma die for my respect. If you want a young 2 12s on the trunk, having everything he want, life in a rush. probably never good enough. All he wanna do is stunt, it's always looking up to him. Whole spot going up to him, new money getting stuck to him. Life, it was rough to him, skinny, he was buff to it. Tryna do it like Puff do it like Russ do it. Real life, said what's up to it. Need a Benz, bring a Buick, made a plan and I stuck to it. I'm the man, you a bluff to us. Smart talk, such a sus to us. The money is a must to us. We came from these corners, but we at it till we affluent. You gotta bring your guts to it. Tryna get it to the point, they gotta bring it in the truck to
it. Need 100 shows so we can fly in a jet.
Yeah. You girl, you always ready for sex. Keep my honest game and let the money invest. I'ma die for my respect.
Smoke with me. All them blogs never shookin'. 100 racks, just a bookin'. Greatest ever like a Brooklyn. All this ice here is hard to overlook it. Fell in love with that fast money. 50 racks on that back end. Walk through, cost 4 bricks. Made backs when I back in. LAX, milk, roll that pound. Poolside at that polo lounge. MOB, drip, throw that down. Pinky ring, go Rolex crown. 55, never go that route. Black bottles, that Moet out. My first meal, I had a Kodak smile. Tell a plug, bring Mo back now. Fake Jews never tolerated. Pray Booby K6 exonerated. Every night I thank God I made it. Every night I thank God I made it. My poop bad like Paul and Patton. Bigger man shit from all that rapping. Tell the police, call the captain. My drama start to clap.
Need 100 shows so we can fly in a jet. Girl, you always ready for sex. Keep my honest game and let the money invest. I'ma die for my respect.
Social Lab Team Mama Radio. Thanks for rocking with us. 9:56 where I am here on the East Coast, 6:56 on the West Coast. Hey, not sure if you all had an opportunity to check out that Michelle biopic. I think it was called Dre,
oh my God,
Suge, and Michelle or something like that.
No, listen, no. Surviving Compton.
Surviving Compton, Dre, Suge, and Michelle.
There you go.
Was something like that. Mm-hmm. But listen, we were talking about it during our production meeting the other day. I had to find it after listening to it because, you know, unfortunately, although, you know, Suge is infamous, right? I mean, you have to say that his story and his interaction with some of the dopest artists in hip hop is just so interesting. But Dre is like one of the dopest producers. And I mess with Dre. But after seeing this story, like hearing seeing this story like told by Michelle herself, right? It was like, man, somebody need to take Dre out in the back of the studio and kick his ass for the stuff he did to Michelle.
It just
doesn't make any sense. But let me tell you the funniest thing in that whole movie to me. Man, I died laughing. When Michelle said,
"When I saw Suge, I felt pure evil just fall down on us."
Don't ever.
I am so through with you right now.
So funny, man.
You hit it right on the head, though.
If you had a chance to see it, listen, it is Surviving Compton. It's the Michelle story. It was free. It was free up on demand last night. So I caught it right before it was leaving. It's on YouTube. If you get a chance, again, Surviving Compton. Back on Friday. Hey, thanks, Jamal Hawkins, for hanging out with us tonight.
He tried it, Fee. Oh my
yes,
God,
he did.
He tried it.
To your day job. No, sir.
Shut up. Your nose is ruined, Pinocchio.
Talk radio show. Talk radio show. Real talk. Real talk. Talk radio show. Real talk. Real talk. Talk radio show. 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 Talk radio show.